Hey, it's Brian and Trisha, and congratulations to our winner, Nicholas Watts from E-Town. He knew the answer to the impossible question. This derby item weighs about 40 pounds. The answer is the Run for the Roses Blanket Award. 40 pounds, that's a lot of roses.
It is a lot of roses. Do you know honestly what I thought the answer was?
What?
A tray of mint juleps.
Oh.
I thought that would be about 40 pounds. It might be, but I don't know.
Could have been anything.
Latest guest has just stepped up to the microphone, Chris Morris, Master Distiller, Woodford Reserve. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
You are a guy who has a very unique job. There aren't that many of you in the entire world. How does someone become a master distiller?
Well, I like to think I did it the old-fashioned way. Both my mother and father worked at the company, and I started working right out of high school and just learned it from the ground up.
Literally a tradition and heritage of family stuff, and that's a lot about bourbon in Kentucky, and it is something that's just ingrained in us.
It really is. It's part of our culture. The first whiskey was probably made in the Commonwealth in 1776, and look at how many years later we're still doing it.
I believe we are. Now, you brought a couple of items, and you got those on display. Can you tell us what we've got here in front of us this morning?
Yes, this is this year's $1,000 mint julep cup from Woodford Reserve, except this is a $2,500 cup because it's a gold-plated, ruby-encrusted cup all about raising money for a good cause. And this year, we have 148 cups. 130 cups are silver, and they're the $1,000 mint julep. 18 are gold-plated, such as this one, and those are the $2,500 cups, as we mentioned. And this is the first year we completely sold out prior to Derby Day.
So literally, if I had, which I do not have, $2,500, if I had that money, I could not buy that cup right now.
Could not buy that, absolutely. And all the proceeds this year are going to Old Friends Farm over in Scott County, where the wonderful retired thoroughbreds can live out their lives in dignity.
And that's a beautiful thing to be able to let them do. And after they've served the public and served the community so well, to let them just live those lives and have just some pleasure in their later years.
Absolutely. Michael Blowen has done a terrific job out there, and you can go see a couple past Derby winners, some Breeders' Cup champions, some Eclipse winners. So, again, if you're in the neighborhood, stop by Old Friends.
All right, so tell me about this French mint julep.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of French connection between the Commonwealth and France. We're in Louisville, Kentucky, of course, named after King Louis. Paris in Bourbon County, bourbon named after the French kings. And if you don't know, our county, Woodford County, county seat is Versailles, Kentucky, named after the French royal home in Versailles. So that's our play this year, Versailles versus Versailles. And we have found that in Versailles, they grow orange trees, lemon trees, and pomegranate trees.
Wow.
So this year's julep has orange peel, lemon peel, and pomegranate arils. And we sweeten this year's julep with French honey made from those very blossoms at Versailles. I can't believe I said it right or wrong, whichever way you want to look at it. And there's actually no mint in the julep. And of course,
wow,
there's 2 ounces of Woodford on top of that, lots of crushed ice, but we will put mint as the garnish, so you still have the aroma of mint. But it's a really neat take on the mint julep. And of course, you're going to enjoy it through your sterling silver sipping straw out of your $25 or $1,000 cup.
That's amazing. Where can folks see that recipe? Because there's a lot to remember all at once.
Yes, go to WoodfordReserveMintJulep.com, and that's where you'll see pictures of the cups and the recipe.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Chris Morris, Master Distiller, Woodford Reserve. Now, I got to ask you, what do you enjoy? How do you enjoy a Woodford just for your own simple sipping pleasure when you're not at work and it's just time to kick back?
I'm in a real Woodford Reserve Manhattan mode right now. So simple Manhattan, little vermouth, little bitters, lots of Woodford in the appropriate proportion, and that's all I need.
That's simple. Well, all right. Thank you so much. We appreciate your product
and
everything you guys bring to the table. It's Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. We're broadcasting live from the Kentucky Derby Museum. It's the AT&T Morning Line, brought to you by Magnolia Bank, DerbyBags.com, and Clark Jewelers.